Good morning and welcome to episode 2 of our monthly live Q&A session with Sinton's family team. My name is David Pritchard and I'm the head of marketing here at Sinton's. Just a very quick reminder that these sessions have come about due to the volume of questions we received for our live Q&A session during the recent Good Divorce Week. We weren't able to answer anywhere near the amount of questions we received, and as a result, we thought these sessions would be a great idea. Moving forward, we're going to be running them at 10 a.m. on the third Friday of each month, live on Teams. So, the family team are going to be answering 3 questions, and our speaker today is Sophie Dodds, who is a solicitor in the family team. So without any further ado, I'm going to pass you straight over to Sophie for question 1 of 3. Sophie, good morning and over to you.
Thank you, David, and thank you for joining me for this second session of the Family Law Q&A. So I've got 3 questions from you today. So the first one is, during my divorce, must myself and my children appear in court? So the divorce process is dealt with administratively. So you and your ex-partner will not need to appear in court. The majority of divorce applications are now online and you receive notifications via email once a judge has approved your application. So the only time that a hearing may be listed is where a divorce application is contested or where the court may need to make a decision about costs. So at present, the other party to the divorce can oppose the application and the court may list a hearing so the parties can both provide their reasons and they can provide their reasons why they do not want the application to proceed. So with divorce applications, the party who makes the application can ask the other to pay the costs and it is the judge's decision whether that costs application should be made. Whether there is a dispute about costs, the judge may list a hearing and they will determine the matter. It is important to note, though, that children would never be asked to attend the court in respect of divorce proceedings. The second question is, can I still get divorced if my ex contests it? So at present, if your ex-partner contests the divorce, as mentioned earlier, the court will list a court hearing to determine whether the divorce application can proceed. At this hearing, both of you would need to give evidence. The person making the application would have to convince the court why the application should proceed, and the respondent, so the other party in the divorce application, would have to convince the court why the application should not proceed. At present, there is one ground for divorce, which is the irretrievable breakdown of marriage. And in order to rely on that ground, this must be backed up by 1 of 5 facts. They are adultery, unreasonable behaviour, 2 years separation with consent, desertion, and 5 years separation without consent. An ex-partner does have the power to contest the divorce at present. So, for example, contesting an adultery petition or disagreeing that the parties have been separated for a period of 2 years or 5 years. In this scenario, it would be up to a judge to determine whether the application should proceed. It is interesting to note, though, that in April 2022, we will see no-fault divorce becoming into force. And at this point, your ex will not have the opportunity to contest the divorce anymore. So all that will be required is that they need to be served with the divorce petition. So they will no longer be able to give their view on whether the application should proceed or not. They just don't get that option anymore. So the final question today is, I want to separate, but we have joint debt. What happens? So with joint debt, the rules depend on whether the debt is held in joint names or in one party's name. If the debt is held in joint names, then both parties are jointly and severally liable for that debt, meaning that if one party fails to make a payment, the other person is liable for it. If the debt is held in one party's name but has been accrued jointly, then the general rule is that the person whose name is on the account is liable for that debt. If the debt is held in your name, you are not married, and you are confident that the debt has been accrued jointly, then you would have to reach an agreement with your ex-partner as to how that debt is going to be paid off. The rules do differ if the couple are married, and the liabilities of both parties can be factored into the financial settlement reached on divorce. So it would have to be determined again whether the debt was accrued jointly, and if so, this would be classed as a matrimonial debt. If the debt was accrued by only one party, then the other party may wish to argue that this is a non-matrimonial debt and therefore they should not be liable for it. If the parties are married and they cannot reach an agreement in relation to the debt or the financial situation as a whole, then an application would need to be made to commence financial remedy proceedings. During this process, the court would determine what the financial settlement should be on the divorce and who should be liable for that debt. Depending on the amount of capital available in the scenario, the court would try to make an order which allowed both parties to leave the marriage debt-free. So that's all for today's Q&A, and I look forward to seeing you next month for our third Q&A session. Please submit your questions to the link which we'll provide below. Thank you.
Thanks, Sophie. Just so you're aware, the firm is working really hard to deliver and produce useful and relevant content, articles, blogs, podcasts, videos. All of these can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And that includes episode one of this Q&A session and everything we did around Good Divorce Week, which I alluded to when we started this recording this morning. You can also follow the family team on Twitter at Sintons Family. As I usually say at this point, if you'd like to discuss anything Sophie's raised any further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her. She can be contacted via telephone 0191-226-7878 or via email sophie.dodds@sintons.co.uk. Looking at our calendar, our next session will be with you Friday the 18th of February 2022 at 10 a.m. on Teams, as I said, and I'll send you the link to the session near the time. So all that's left for us to say this morning is thank you very much for listening. We do appreciate it. Stay safe, everyone. Continue to send in your questions, and we will speak to you in February. Thank you.